Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Tessa Randello. We could see the cost of energy start to fall as National Cabinet meets today to discuss a Medicare overhaul and energy price relief as we struggle with the rising cost of living. Scott Phillips is the Motley Fool's Chief Investment Officer and says state leaders could strike up some energy agreements in the upcoming budget.
Looks like they're going to tip in $1.5 billion each, the federal government $1.5 billion, and the same from the states. Now, it hasn't been completely locked down, but that's likely to be in the federal budget in May. It's likely to come in the form of energy or electricity price reductions for low and middle income households.
Briefly, the federal housing ministers in Tassie today to announce new funding partnerships for social and affordable housing. The union's welcoming the state government's latest offer for better pay and conditions for our paramedics. The offer includes a pay rise and offloading policy to cut down on ramping and meal breaks after a year of action calling for change. HACSU's Tim Jacobson says it won't solve the health crisis, though.
The big issue here ultimately is, and it won't be resolved through an enterprise bargaining agreement, is for the government to put more resources in our hospitals to get people off stretchers quickly.
Briefly, the state government will not support a new bill to legalise personal drug use in Tassie. The Greens releasing a draft bill with restrictions on the type and amount of drugs someone can have to shift the focus to health response rather than the court system. And Tasmania has the lowest average wait time for hip surgery in the country. Glenorchy Footy Club hopes getting Gary Ablett Jr. to play for them will help raise some much-needed funds and support. The club's in talks with the Brownlow medalist to play for the Magpies in round one of this season. It comes as the Pies grapple with low playing numbers, with fears they may not field a side. And Jack Jumpers vice-captain Jared Weeks is celebrating his 250th game at tonight's clash between the Jackies and Illawarra Hawks.